This is Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gumm. Healthcare services in southwestern Arizona got a boost this year with the opening of the Yuma Regional Cancer Center. But there's more to come for this facility, dedicated to treating one of the scariest illnesses faced by individuals and their families. In a moment, we'll hear how the Cancer Center fits into an overall plan to improve and expand health services in the region with Yuma Regional Medical Center CEO Pat Walls. But first, KAWC's Kim Johnson reports that major announcements about the Yuma Regional Cancer Center are on the horizon, including news of a possible new facility.
Each year, about 700 people in the Yuma area are diagnosed with cancer. Additionally, each winter, the annual migration of snowbirds brings more cancer patients. Some already have been diagnosed, others find out after arriving in Yuma. And many travel hundreds of miles for treatment in Phoenix, Tucson, or San Diego. In 2008, the Yuma Regional Medical Center took the first step toward developing a comprehensive community-based cancer program. Focus group sessions, interviews with patients, doctors, and community members led to the formation of the YRMC Community Cancer Center Board, along with plans for a new Yuma Regional Cancer Center. For an update on progress toward that goal, I spoke with Dean Putt, named as administrator of YRMC's cancer program earlier this year. An Indiana native, he comes to Yuma from Indiana University Medical Center by way of Albuquerque, where he established a medical oncology program at Presbyterian Healthcare Services. Mr. Putt gives us a timeline of some of the key events so far for the Yuma Regional Cancer Center.
About 18 months ago, the board decided that a cancer center was necessary for the community. There was a big need for it, and there was a lot of people leaving town to get cancer care. They voted to approve a cancer program, which involved getting it accredited and also looking into affiliation with an academic center, and that came through October of 2011. At that same time, they purchased the Sonoran Desert Oncology Practice, which is across the street from the hospital. Early in 2012, the process began to look for an administrator for the program. I officially started in March of 2012 to work through the program. It was decided before I got here that a new facility would be built. The one that was purchased from Sonoran Desert was fairly old and small. We've been working on that project since about April, working on the design and planning of that new facility. Really, those are the three main things that I've been focusing on, are everything associated with accreditation for a commission on cancer, getting the facility planning going, and working out details for the affiliation with our academic partner.
The academic partner for the Cancer Center is to be announced later this month. The site for the Cancer Center is expected to be announced this month as well. The new facility can't come quickly enough for a registered nurse, Mary Swaggart, the resource coordinator for the Cancer Center. She says it will allow
adding in additional services so we can encompass their whole journey through their cancer care, from the time they get diagnosed to their survivorship and their follow-up care.
Nurse Swaggart says as it stands today, most of the needs of Yuma cancer patients are already being met by the current facility.
Currently, we provide radiation services. We provide chemotherapy. We've started a navigation program, which helps lead the patient through the course of their therapy, which is bringing in other entities, surgeons and radiology, that help with our part of taking care of this patient.
Sean Williams is medical physicist at the Cancer Center. His job is to provide the pinpoint radiation used to kill cancer cells.
You give a certain dose. It's like a doctor gives you a certain dose of medicine. They give you a certain dose of radiation. But how is that exactly delivered to the exact spot that it needs to be? Well, you have a linear accelerator. You have a CT. You have PETs, positronic emission tomography. You also have MRIs. Mm-hmm. All these things have to go through certain quality assurance to make sure that you're getting the precise information that you need in order to localize the cancer. I have learned how to quantify that radiation according to guidelines that are set by our federal government and by the law of physics. In addition to that, there's also computer programs that we utilize to be able to simulate that process. Delivering this fraction of energy to a tumor comes through me to make sure that it's done in the most precise and accurate manner without bringing harm to the patient.
Williams says the quality of cancer treatment at the Yuma Cancer Center is among the top as far as facilities in the Southwest. It's a point emphasized by recent action of the American College of Radiology.
In Arizona, not even the University of Arizona has this, not even the Mayo Clinic has this, but we recently received our accreditation certificate from the American College of Radiology. That just happened about 2 weeks ago. That means a nationally accredited organization has come to Yuma, inspected our program independently, and has said, you meet the same parameters as MD Anderson. You meet the same parameters as other nationally recognized cancer centers.
YRMC's cancer program administrator agrees. Dean Putt says the accreditation shows the quality of care already available in Yuma. Just one of the advantages for local cancer patients now and in the future with the opening of the new facility in 2014.
Of course, the major one is being able to stay in town to get cancer care. And most cancers now have a standardized care. So everybody in cancer follows those guidelines. So the drugs and the radiation would be the same as going to Phoenix, MD Anderson, Mayo Clinic, San Diego. We can provide that same treatment here. The second thing, which we don't have yet but we're working on, is access to clinical trials. These are drugs that are not yet in the mainstream. They're safe to try on patients, but they're trying to see if they're truly better than the existing treatments. We'll be working with the academic facilities in Arizona, Mayo Clinic and University of Arizona, in getting access to some of those trials. So we would be able to get the drugs used for those here in Yuma, so the patients wouldn't have to travel for those either. And then we're also working toward getting the molecular therapy. What we can do is evaluate a person's tumor and see what the antigens are there in the tumor. Then the drug is designed against those particular antigens. By treating and then doing PET scans and follow-up, they can tell if that particular drug is working. And if it's not, they can say, okay, let's stop it and do some manipulating with the drug and then give it again. We're poised to do that, and we have the advantage in that we haven't built our facility, so we can design that with that type of treatment in mind.
The cost of the new Yuma Regional Cancer Center expected to be about $30 million. The facility is to open its doors to Yuma cancer patients in March of 2014. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Kim Johnson.
Coming up after a short break, we'll hear from Yuma Regional Medical Center CEO Pat Walls about how the Cancer Treatment Center fits into an overall goal of improving and expanding healthcare options in southwestern Arizona, as well as what other changes are on the horizon. This is Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gumm. Arizona Edition is produced at the Robert E. Hardy Radio Studio Complex on the campus of Arizona Western College. Questions or comments about the program are welcome. Send us an email at news@kawc.org or visit our website, kawc.org, to leave a comment.